Welcome back, everyone. We're back, like that weird spot, like on your shoulder that won't go away.
That's
just
right.
Me? Okay. We are here. We've got Sandy and the Blowfish podcast number 12, I believe. We have Eric, Dave returning, and we have a special guest today.
Oh my God.
Stafford, Virginia's own Ben Gallagher. Ben, clap it up. Welcome. Very first guest on the podcast.
Welcome to JMU's number one podcast.
Yes, we are the number one as far as we're concerned. Thank you. Long-time listener, I assume?
Of course. I've been keeping up, and I'm excited to finally be a part, to be on the mics here, and hopefully I'll have some good takes.
We love to hear it.
So too.
Yeah, or we're never having another guest, so you better pick it up. So I was told by our producers last week that the NFL does still exist. It wasn't canceled.
What do you mean?
I figured.
That's our fault. I completely apologize. I thought the NFL was canceled, so we decided to not talk about it. But it does, in fact, still exist. And there are a lot of quarterbacks who don't know where their home is going to be next year. And I figured we'd have a nice little chat about that. And we would look into our crystal ball and tell you exactly who is going where and when. So, by my calculations, I have 10 teams here who could be looking for a new quarterback and or wanting to move on from their current quarterback. So I'll just list them off real quick. We have the 49ers, we have the Jets, Eagles, Cowboys, Bears, Patriots, Dolphins, sports team, Broncos, Panthers, Texans, and Falcons. It's a lot of team, boys.
Wait a minute. The 49ers need a quarterback?
I think so.
Really?
Ooh, I guess we'll get into some saucy talk there.
Okay.
And I have plenty more quarterbacks who are looking for a home. So, quarterbacks, as of right now, today is February 24th. Dak Prescott, Mitchell Trubisky, Tua Tagovailoa, Deshaun Watson, Cam Newton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Matt Ryan, the Heineken, Taylor Heineke, Jameis Winston, Nick Foles, Sam Darnold, and Jimmy Garoppolo, I think we should start on... I think the question mark's fair for a lot of these teams. So I'd like to start just going through a list of all of these teams and see who you guys think would be the best fit. Stop the recording. Yeah. And then, all right. We are back. I will make sure to cut that out. So we're going to go through a list of different teams, and we are going to find them some quarterbacks.
Alrighty.
How about that?
I love it.
So also, if you feel like they're just going to draft a rookie, you could say they're probably just going to draft a rookie, and none of these quarterbacks will count. So let's start with the New York Football Jets. Who do we see, who do we envision, who do we dream as the quarterback for the New York Jets at the beginning of the year?
Remind me, what draft pick do the Jets have?
They have number two overall.
Number two? Ooh. I'm going to predict they still have Sam Darnold.
So you think they draft a non-quarterback and leave it?
I think they draft a non-quarterback. I think if they can't get Trevor Lawrence, what's the point?
I dig
that's
that.
That's what I think.
Dave, Ben, thoughts?
I think that's giving the Jets too much credit. I think the Jets panic and they'll take a quarterback too.
I think they should have Darnold for another year. I don't think he's necessarily the number one problem. Not necessarily that. I think he just isn't the first solution you have to fix. I think what they will do is I think they'll trade out of two and take a quarterback later in the first round. I think they'll trade out of that spot for somebody like maybe the Broncos, maybe the Cowboys, and they'll fall back, and then they'll take a quarterback in the first round, just not with the second pick.
Ooh, it's a good take. Yeah, I think that there's plenty. I don't think it's Zach Wilson or the Ohio State kid that I can never remember the name of who's going to be there at two.
Fields.
And I don't think either of them are that much better from the guys who they would be able to take at the end of the
if they could
middle of the first round.
And get some draft picks, and, you know, if they still need to could take a quarterback. You could take that Florida kid.
Mm-hmm.
All these ideas are things the Jets wouldn't do, though.
Yeah, this is too smart for the Jets.
See, this is why I thought of something that I think is very Jets-like. Jets quarterback going into next year, Teddy Two Gloves, Teddy Bridgewater, in a trade with the Carolina Panthers. I think they're going to be looking for a new quarterback. I think they're going to panic when they realize that they're probably already out of the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. And they're not very smart. And I think that they're going to be looking to move on from somebody who is more experienced and maybe continue the tank for another few years.
I like the idea of continuing the tank, by the way. I think that's a pretty funny plan.
That's the Jets plan.
They've been accidentally tanking for the past, like, 3 years.
For the last two decades, they just accidentally slipped into a Sanchez
they
in the middle.
They blitzed a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
That's sure a tank.
That's a tank.
Okay. Let's move on to team number two that I have on this list. The Philadelphia Eagles. Who do we think is going to be the quarterback next year for them? I see many different possibilities. They have Jalen Hurts currently on the roster. They have already traded Carson Wentz.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. The fan base loves Jalen Hurts. I think football fans in general like Jalen Hurts. I don't get it, but they like him. And I don't see... I mean, they're moving on from Carson. If the locker room's behind... crap, what's his name? I just forgot about
Jalen?
Jalen, yeah.
Yeah.
I just forgot Jalen. My thing is he can't throw that well. So I think they should try and find a quarterback, be it through the draft or maybe pick up. I can't think of anyone. Maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick for a season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they probably should go get a vet, but I don't think that's what they'll do. They'll probably just throw him the reins, and then he'll probably – I mean, he is fun to watch for some times. Other times it's pretty rough, but I imagine – the NFC East, they're just going to put him out there and see what he does.
And I think that's the problem with the Philadelphia Eagles, is that the main problem is that Jalen Hurts had some success last year, right? Like, he played really, really well in a couple of games, and now suddenly I think that the Eagles, you know, team is going to think he's the solution. I see Jalen Hurts as like a poor man's Kyler Murray. He's the same sort of guy, except he's worse at pretty much everything. I think he's fun. Like Eric said, he's good for the team. I think people like watching him. I think they think higher of him than he actually is. I think he just kind of came in and shocked some teams. I don't think he's as good as that kind of reflected. I think that, you know, he will be the quarterback for next year, and I think it won't work as well as everybody thinks it will.
Question. Who's the real quarterback that they're trying to replace there in Philadelphia? Who are they trying to replace?
They're trying to replace Nick Foles.
The quarterback next year for the Philadelphia Eagles will be Nick Foles. Nick Foles. The prodigal son will return. He's going to be a starter there. They can continue to keep Hurts on the back burner, continue to develop him, see what they give him in the future, but just make the Eagles fans happy for a little bit. They've had such bad few years.
Nick Foles has this mythos about him on the Eagles, and that's like a peak that he won't match. Like, what happened when they won the Super Bowl? Like, he's got to just – he should never play for the Eagles again because he won't be able to match that. And then
he already has a statue.
His legend is ruined. His legend is ruined if he goes back and sucks.
Yeah, I agree with Eric. He's got the statue. Don't ever play another down for them and always be the hero of that city.
He's got too much to lose by doing that.
He already played for the Eagles before.
See, but it's not his decision. It's the front office's decision. They're just like, hey – we're Nick Foles away from a Super Bowl.
Every team is Nick Foles away from a Super Bowl.
Yeah, all but one, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. A surprising team that we thought would already have their quarterback locked down by now, but for some reason still floundering, is the Dallas Cowboys. Do we think that there's a chance that anybody other than Dak Prescott is taking snaps for them next year?
No, I think it's going to be, I mean, I don't think Dak's going to get the contract he wants, but I think Jerry's going to do everything he can to make sure Dak is their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not the case, I think that's a travesty.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they're going to meet somewhere closer in the middle than what they've been doing, and he'll be the Cowboys quarterback.
I want to repeat points everybody's made, but I think that Dak is pretty solid. I think that anybody other than Dak at the helm of the Cowboys next year is a mistake. And they like him there. You know, the Cowboys fan base likes him. I don't think he's going to get the contract he wants because I don't think he deserves it. And I think everybody kind of agrees with that. He doesn't deserve, you know, the highest, you know, quarterback contract in the league, or second or third, whatever it would be at that point. I think he's going to be for the Cowboys, but I think it's going to be for less money than he wants.
He's pretty boring in those Dan Oikos commercials.
He sure is.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't have that cam charm.
Yeah, so the knee injury isn't, like, making anybody hesitate about, like, whether or not the Cowboys might take a little stutter step about franchise tagging him?
I mean, the way the media has, like, the sort of narrative is, like, Jerry's a monster if he doesn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's Jerry, so he can do whatever he wants. But, I mean, it'd be bad PR not to have Dak Prescott.
Well, if you think about it, how they played last year without him, like the first couple of games with him, they were a completely different team than the last couple of games without him. And I think that that tells a lot about his value and what he brings to that team. And I think that, you know, without Dak at the helm, the Cowboys looked lost. They looked like they belonged in that division. With Dak, they win that division easily by a landslide. Without him, they don't make the playoffs.
Completely agree.
They didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Do you have any?
And then the knee injury, I don't think it'll affect him that much. I mean, as long as he's got his arm and the offensive line should get better, I think he'll be in good shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to a more fun team that I think is going to be lurking for a little bit. What do you think the New England Patriots are going to do next year for their quarterback position? Cam Newton arguably had the worst season by a quarterback in all of our lifetimes, if not in the history of the NFL. What do we think the Patriots are going to do? Dave, why don't you start us out?
I think they make a move to Sam Darnold.
Interesting.
I think they get Darnold. I don't think Stidham's the guy. I think if Stidham was ready to be the guy, we would have saw him more last year. I think Darnold, as much as the Jets have misused Darnold, I by no means think he's a lost cause. I think give him Belichick. Hopefully they can bolster an offense and not focus on just running the ball every down. I'm not saying they're going to make this great comeback, but I think with Darnold at the helm, that team has a little bit more of a direction.
Do you think the Jets care at all about trading in division?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. They're not going to do it. Ben, give me your thoughts.
I think the Patriots are going to have to choose whether they want to try and replace Tom Brady or if they want to move into a new direction. I think that there's a completely different, you know, trying to replace the Tom Brady type quarterback is different than trying to move into a new direction offensively. Their defense is really good. We know that. Also, this year they have the highest draft pick than they've had since 2008. And the last time when they were drafting 10th, they drafted a linebacker. So I don't think that they're taking a quarterback here. I don't think that's Bill Belichick's style or their front office's style. I think they try and make somebody else work. And I think they're going to try and replicate Tom Brady in however way they can. That's the way that Bill Belichick really kind of knows how to play, and that team likes to play around. They don't have a whole ton of, you know, high-octane offensive weapons. They kind of make do with what they have, and that's kind of been their whole mantra. So I think they're going to try and do something similar. I don't know who it'll be. It could be Sam Darnold. It could be another guy like him. Maybe Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen! Oh,
wow.
Damn, bring him back.
I'm just saying, that kind of style of quarterback, I think that's where they're going to go.
Yeah, I think Bill Belichick is notorious for missing on first-round picks, and I just don't trust Bill Belichick to make my first-round draft pick.
I don't trust him to find a quarterback.
Yeah, he hasn't had to do
Tom
it.
Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. No one could predict what he would become.
Mm-hmm.
Did he pick Bledsoe?
I don't know.
No, I think they had him before he was there.
Okay.
I think you know what? It doesn't. They'll have anyone play quarterback. They'll have a different guy every week. I think they'll bring in Tom Tupa, former Jets punter. He played one game at quarterback, went 6 for 10, 165 yards, two touchdowns, a
Tom
147
Tupa
passer rating.
When was this? Tom, you know, not a lot of podcasts out here.
He's 55 years old, but I think Tom Tupa. Perfect for the.
Not a lot of people are giving Tom Tupa the love he deserves.
I'll tell you what, I really like Ryan Fitzpatrick in this offense. I think he's a vet that could come in and kind of just make some waves. I don't know who it'll be at quarterback. I know it won't be Cam Newton.
Oh, we'll get to Fitzmagic
soon.
Here's
the thing. I don't think Bill, it's because it's Bill's team. I don't think he can have a quarterback that looks like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, he can't have that.
He's got the short hair policy like the Yankees.
Yeah.
All right. I think the Patriots, in a blockbuster move, not really a blockbuster, are going to be acquiring the talents of James Garoppolo.
Jimmy?
I think that Bill Belichick never wanted to trade Jimmy G in the first place, which is why they traded him for such a low cost. It was just a kind of making Tom Brady happy at the time. I think the 49ers are ready to move on from Jimmy G, and they are in a lot of trade talks with a lot of different quarterbacks. I think that any solid offer by the Pats, I don't even think they have to throw out a first-round draft pick. I think that Jimmy G is going to be starting again for the Patriots. The prodigal son will return.
The way Carson Wentz went for a second-rounder and a third,
mm-hmm.
I don't see any difference between Carson Wentz and Jimmy G in trade value.
I think they could probably try to squeeze a little bit more and say that, oh, it was the injuries. Like, he's only lost X amount of games when he's actually started. But the injuries have just piled up way too much.
I don't think he's a first-round pick.
Yeah, and, you know, worst-case scenario, Nick Mullins is probably available.
Nick Mullins.
We got the Nick Mullins love here. We never forgot. Okay, so do we think that there will be a power vacuum in the 49ers, or am I just crazy? Do we think that Jimmy Garoppolo will be the quarterback next year for them?
Again, they sort of, the way they have, what, three quarterbacks, and they're all kind of the same skill set. I mean, I think they'll just pick one of the three and start the season with a healthy defense and healthy team, and they'll probably win games. They'll probably be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll make a move. I think their biggest issue was health. So they'll probably just ride this season out, and if there's any glaring issue, they'll address it later.
I think that the 49ers situation is a lot like the Cowboys. The 49ers with Garoppolo was a very different team than him without. I think that team really, really likes the way that he plays, and they like playing around him. I think he's going to be the quarterback for the 49ers next year, no question.
Okay, so who do the 49ers have at quarterbacks? Like Eric said, they have three white, non-athletic, boom or bust kind of quarterbacks.
Solid arms.
Solid arms, and, you know, they're average. Why not go for the ultimate boom or bust quarterback and hope that he can take you over the top? I am talking about the one, the only, Ryan Fitzmagic,
yes,
being signed in free agency and hoping that the Fitzmagic, with that great defense, can carry them all the way to Super Bowl, cementing Ryan Fitzpatrick's Hall of Fame career.
Well, Ryan, if Ryan Fitzpatrick is signed to the Niners, they will be a QB competition, which means you will automatically win the first five games that he plays. And then you're like, he's the starter, we named him, here's the contract, we got it, and then you're going to lose like three or four.
That's the key, you can't name him.
Yeah,
you never name him.
Once you name him,
it's an ongoing competition until the Super Bowl.
That's right. I think Shanahan's smart enough to figure his tricks. So he'll make it a competition until...
You have to have a few surprise Nick Mullins starts
there. He won't announce the starter till Sunday mornings. So Ryan's got to be ready.
And he'll be ready.
He will.
Okay. 49ers, everybody's kind of in agreement. I'm just on the juice right now, I guess. Up next, a very, very interesting team that has great young defensive talent who has the number 3 overall pick in this year's draft, has their quarterback of the future, allegedly, and that's the Miami Dolphins. Who do you think is going to be the quarterback next year for the Dolphins, boys?
Who do I think or who do I – you know what? I'm just going to say who I want. What I want them to do is try and get Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
I think they throw Tua. They throw the picks that the Texans gave him in that silly tackle trade, Laremy Tunsil trade,
mm-hmm.
and you do whatever you can to get Deshaun Watson – and with Deshaun Watson on that team with that defense, I think they're already playoff Super Bowl hopes. Like, they're a great team.
I'd love to see Deshaun moved and playing football, but I think it'll be Tua Tagovailoa down for another year. I mean, with the third pick, I think there's a lot of interesting things they can do, but I think they're just going to keep riding with Tua.
Ben, any wonderful insights?
Yeah, I think maybe I'll be playing devil's advocate here, but I think that the Dolphins with Ryan Fitzpatrick at the helm looked really, really good. And I know we've done the song and dance before. You can't name him as a starter. You can't bet on him all year, but maybe do the song and dance with him and Tua for the whole year and kind of let them go back and forth. All I'm saying is that the Dolphins were going to lose that one game. I think it was against the Chiefs that they were playing,
no,
and they looked
they
were horrible.
Lose to the Raiders, and then the
that's
Lions
right, it was the Raiders.
Yeah, broke his neck
and he
on
came
the
in, and he won that game for them. And
yeah,
and I
yeah,
think that that you know he could bring that to a couple more games than just those. I think that they kind of put in Tua a little bit too early. Fitzpatrick was a great sport about it, but I think kind of keeping those two there in Miami might actually be a good thing for them as long as they pick the right guy on the right day.
So here are my thoughts on the matter. If you're a Dolphins fan, what you're saying right now is that Tua's injury, it was a two-year injury, that he didn't have the full time to recover, he didn't have a full training camp. He could be the guy. But you already have a guy in L.A. who was taken after Tua, who has already been shown that he can be the guy, and that's Justin Herbert. You never want to, if you're the Dolphins front office, the Justin Herbert pick is going to be haunting you for the next 10 years if you keep Tua and it turns out that he's a bust. Why not just move off Tua right now so you can say, hey, look, we got Tua at as much value we can. We traded him for Deshaun Watson, and yep. Now we have our franchise quarterback. I think the front office is probably very scared. I mean, they've developed a great defense, but they need the franchise quarterback to take them over the edge. Franchise quarterbacks as good as Deshaun Watson do not come around ever in free agency or available in trades.
Well, if you think about it right now, he's not. He just signed a contract last year, right? Hypothetically, Deshaun Watson is the quarterback for the Texans for the next 4 years, which is why they took Tua or why they made that trade in the first place. I think the point is, like, saying that they need Deshaun or nothing, it's like, yeah, this is kind of a luck thing that fell into their hands. I still don't think they get Deshaun because I don't think Deshaun wants to play for the Dolphins. He has a no-trade clause, so he gets to choose where he wants to go.
I think what I'm saying is if I'm the Dolphins, I throw everything I have for Deshaun, but if I can't get him, I'm keeping Tua.
I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah, I think that's the only play they can make. Like, they're not going to trade Tua for Teddy Bridgewater or Matt Ryan.
Teddy's got a lot more gloves.
Yeah, he's got double the gloves than most people. I'll give him that.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a day before and or draft night trade because the Texans do not want to be in a situation where they still have not heard from Deshaun Watson. They're waiting until August, September, and they still haven't heard from him. And then every team just about has chosen their quarterback and his value. And they weren't able to get a number three overall pick for him, and they're going to have to move him without, like, below the market value for a top three, top five quarterback in the league right now. I think...
Well, here...
Continue,
sorry,
please.
Go
no, go for it.
I was just saying, the other thing is that everybody knows that Deshaun doesn't want to play for the Texans. The Texans still think that Deshaun's going to play for them. So they're trying to get the most that they can. If I'm the Dolphins, I'm sitting just like everybody else. Especially because you have an attractive team, if you think about it. I mean, put what Deshaun wants to do aside just for 1 second. Like, if you think about it, the Dolphins are a good fit for him. They have a good defense. They have some exciting offensive weapon. They have a young team that just needs, like, a quarterback that can throw, and then they start winning again. I think that that's a good, attractive offer for them. So if I'm the Dolphins, you don't need to give up Tua and your first round. You can wait just like everybody else.
See, but here's the thing about the Texans. I'm glad we brought this up because we haven't had a chance to talk about this. They hired Easterby to run their whole organization. He was the chaplain for the Patriots.
Right.
He led prayer sessions
That's
for
right.
them.
He's
and
talking
now,
to God. He's like, Deshaun's going to come back.
It doesn't make any sense. How is this man in 2021 in charge of an entire football organization? Nothing about this is rational, which leads me to believe that no decision they're going to be making is rational because they have a chaplain as their president, CFO, whatever, head of operations, and that makes no sense at all whatsoever.
It's the worst time to have like a naive front office when your best player in decades is wanting out of your
doesn't want to play for you.
Yeah.
And J.J. Watt's leaving, so fans are going to be on their backs, and it's going to be ugly.
I don't want to kind of change the subject here, but I just to mention, like, the whole reason that this is happening is I think there's a really big culture issue within the Texans, And I don't think that it's going to be fixed anytime soon. So, you know, maybe we can talk about this later, but this kind of turns, if I'm a prospect, I don't want to play for the Texans either.
No, I wouldn't either. Yeah, kind of. Because what they said to Deshaun Watson, they said, hey, who do you want to be the next head coach? We're going to include you in this discussion. We want you to hear about it. And if you don't want to include him in personnel, if you don't want him to make the decision about personnel, that's fine. Tom Brady never got the say in personnel when he was in New England. But what they did was the worst thing possible. They said that he would be able to choose the personnel, and then they just straight up did the exact opposite of what he wanted. You're exactly right, Ben. It's not about culture. Like, it is the culture. Like, there's something about them that they threw so hard. They just, this guy.
The Texans are throwing, for sure.
And, like, if you don't want to include him in this, if you don't want him to choose your head coach, fine. Don't tell him that he gets a say in the matter.
And if I'm Deshaun Watson and for whatever reasons the Texans are refusing to move me, I will not. I'll sit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell then.
Might as well. I know you're leaving $21 million on the table, but I'm sure
Deshaun,
he's going to get it back.
He's getting Mahomes money or a Mahomes-esque.
So who do you guys, moving on, who do you guys think will be the starting quarterback at the beginning of the year for the Texans?
If they have,
is their backup?
Do you think it'll be their back? I don't know their back off the top of my head, but
or if they move Deshaun, whatever piece they get for that. I mean, I don't know. They probably have to draft a quarterback if they move Deshaun.
Mm-hmm. I had
when's their earliest pick?
They don't have a first round pick. They don't have a pick till the second.
They trade with the Dolphins to get their third overall pick back.
In my hypothetical, right? They don't move Deshaun. Deshaun sits. Tom Savage is the day one starter.
Oh, well, they're in good hands. Go Pitt.
They'll be fine.
Is he still there?
I don't know. I wish.
I'm sticking with him, even if he's not. They'll re-sign him.
He's just taller, balder Matt Schaub, but he'll be great.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that they're going to have to draft a rookie in the second round, like maybe a Kyle Trask-esque quarterback.
Oh, that'll be a dumpster. Shout out to the Reaper, Bill O'Brien, killing the Texans.
Yeah.
The Reaper, indeed. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be anybody. I think that they're going to, like, go into the season, they're going to say Deshaun Watson's our starting quarterback, and then he's going to not play, and it'll be some nobody. I don't think the Texans are going to be able to handle this really well, and I certainly don't think that they're going to have somebody who we all recognize as their starting quarterback for week one.
But again, it's a culture issue. You let a guy trade your two first-round picks and your second-round pick for David Johnson, and you lost one of the best receivers in the league. Now, granted, Deshaun signed the contract after that trade.
Right.
He knew that, but obviously being you want to get your money and
get bagged up.
He didn't know what was going to happen. But again, how are you going to let a man do that trade and then fire him halfway through the season? If somebody's going to trade away your future like that, you're going to have to let them run the ship.
Yeah.
You're going to let them have to live with those decisions. But they fired him, brought a new GM in, and it's just a dumpster fire.
The problem with the Texans is they have such a good quarterback, but the rest of the team is behind, and they're getting new management. You have to sell everything. If you're gonna get new management and have you're losing all your old veterans like they are, you just gotta burn it and start build it again. Like they gotta move them. But mm-hmm. I think the problem is why would you move Deshaun Watson? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think regardless, they'll be at the bottom of the division next year, and I think that's all that needs to be said about them.
Yeah, and they deserve it. They deserve everything that's coming to them. Okay, we'll keep this rolling, and let's go to the Washington FC Football Club. Who do we think is going to be the starting quarterback for the former or the current football team?
Heineken without the N. Heineke, baby.
The Heineke. Heinesty.
I loved what he did in that playoff game. Chase Young liked him. I don't see why. I mean, I'm sure they should definitely throw their hat in some quarterback conversations, but I like Heineke.
Yeah, I agree. They definitely should have something in case the Heineke doesn't pan out, but I'm all for him. I mean, the team's backing him. He played well at the back half. He showed out in a I think they're going to give him an opportunity to win the job. We'll see what he does.
And I think that's definitely their plan. Like, he's already signed. They've already come out and given him a contract to sign. I think their plan right now is to try and get someone like Deshaun, someone like, there was talks about maybe Russell Wilson being on the move, which is a little bit ridiculous if you ask me. But I think that their plan right now is to try and get somebody like that. And then they're very, very pleased with having Heineke start week one, if none of that works out.
They could go for Winston. I could see that. But he's more
or Fitzpatrick. Or Fitzpatrick.
I mean, everyone can. Anyone at any time can go for Fitzpatrick.
I have Jameis Winston as the quarterback next year for the football team, because hear me out. Drew Brees is allegedly coming back next season.
Crazy.
Which does not make any sense at all, considering the cap hell that the Saints are going to find themselves in next year. I think that Jameis deserves a chance to be a starting quarterback again. Jameis Winston is Matthew Stafford, but with one 30 for 30 season. I think that he deserves to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, and I don't know why he is not. And I think any team that is having a problem with their quarterbacks should be looking at the Jameis Winston route.
My problem with that is that what if it doesn't work out? Then you have Heineke and Winston, and that's it.
You're exactly where you're at right now.
You throw the Heineke.
You can throw the Heineke in there. Like, you saw Jameis this year. He took less money to be a backup so he could learn under Drew Brees. I'm sure if he gets the chance to be starting quarterback, I'm sure he'll take less money again. You don't have to throw a massive 4-5-year, 6-year contract at him.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, you can shoot your shot with Winston, and if he has another 30-for-30 season, which was honestly one of the most entertaining seasons of a quarterback I've ever seen in my entire life,
yeah.
You get more viewers, and then you move on from him in the next year.
Dwayne Haskins, like, draft comp, Jameis Winston?
Yeah, it was pretty similar.
Yeah. And pretty similar career paths early to start for both of them. But, the football team has a good foundation, and if they can get the right guy at quarterback, I mean, I could see them right up there with a Dak-led Dallas team in the NFC East.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Football team, I think, is very interesting because they have such a good young defense that I think that they're going to be able to compete, even if they have Heineke as their quarterback. I think they will
also trade some of their older defensive vets that are still good, still have a year or two because they have so much depth on defense.
Yeah.
And they could probably get something.
Okay, up next, very interesting team that, again, kind of the same situation as Washington. They have a very solid defense, defensive-minded head coach, but kind of they have the skill positions too, but the quarterback has definitely disappointed them this last year. That is the Denver Broncos. Who are we feeling for Denver, boys?
Any quarterback in the draft. I mean,
draft.
Elway is just going to look at them. Elway didn't say he was taking a step back, did he?
He's going up in the organization.
Okay. Is he still?
He's not the GM anymore.
Oh, okay. I still feel like he's going to be calling the shots. Mm-hmm. Elway looks at any quarterback that's got a pretty strong arm, and he's like, oh, that reminds me of a young me. I'll draft him. And it hasn't worked.
Yeah. Dave, Ben, give me your thoughts.
I was thinking that the Broncos are going to stick with Drew Lock, I think. He had flashes where he looked good, but also I think that they are a quarterback panicky team, and I'm just going to throw out it. I think I'm going to say Trey Lance. I'm just going to throw a name out. Trey Lance.
Ooh, I like Trey Lance a lot.
Yeah.
Just
wow.
JMU
opponent.
We cannot talk well about Trey Lance for what he did to us. But
yes.
What he did
cost
to us
was
pretty
impressive.
I think it
depends who the Broncos have starting for week one. I think it depends a lot on how the draft goes, and I think how the draft goes depends on how free agency goes. For example, there's a lot of teams ahead of them in the draft that don't necessarily need quarterbacks, right? Like if the Eagles love Hurts, then they don't need a quarterback. The Lions already have a quarterback. The Panthers get, let's say they get Watson, they don't need a quarterback. Bengals don't need a quarterback. Falcons, I think they're going to re-sign Matt Ryan. I don't think they'll need a quarterback. So it's just like Jaguars, Jets, and maybe Dolphins. I think depending on how that third pick goes, whether the Dolphins trade out or if something happens there, I think they take quarterback in the draft and they start with them. I think if they end up having the fourth quarterback, like draft, because obviously Lawrence is going to the Jags number one. I think the Jets should draft a quarterback. Let's say the Dolphins trade out at 3 and somebody else drafts a quarterback. If they're the fourth quarterback pick at 9, they don't take it and Lock starts. I think if they're the third pick, they do take it, and they take with either the guy that you guys were just talking about or Fields, and they run with that.
No, I think the chances of them drafting a quarterback are extremely high. Yeah. I think that no matter what happens, I think they are going to be drafting a quarterback. I think they're going to be taking a long look at Mitchell Trubisky. Vic Fangio, the current head coach, was the defensive coordinator for the Bears for 3 years, I believe, and led the Bears to the double doink game. Mm-hmm. Mitch Trubisky has shown that he can be a capable-ish quarterback with a
most valuable player.
MVP, most importantly, when he has a very good defense and very good skill players. I think that I don't know if he's going to start. I think that they're going to be looking to bring in a guy like Mitch Trubisky to challenge Drew Lock along with a rookie that they can develop for the long term. And I don't know who is going to be starting quarterback day one. I'd probably say leaning towards Trubisky if they were to bring him in. But I think that that's kind of the move for them. Like one of the lower level quarterbacks that's a free agent, and then going and drafting like a Trey Lance, for example.
They probably should try and get a vet. But I mean, Drew Lock, honestly, he can still like, it's not, his career's not over.
No,
he's shown potential. He could still do it. But I mean, the problem with the Broncos is you don't get much of a, there's a very short window to prove yourself.
You have to be compared to Elway all the time.
You're compared to Elway and Peyton Manning every day. All right.
And as we are closing the door on the QB carousel this year, we have one team left. I think it's pretty straightforward who their quarterbacks are going to be based on the comments that the coach has made so far. How do we feel about the Falcons?
I think it's going to be Matt Ryan. I know I was big on, one of my early takes was Carson Wentz on the Falcons would be awesome. But that didn't happen. I mean, I think you can shop Matt. I think I would shop Matt to see what any interest you can gauge from that. But I think Matt Ryan, he's still solid, so I think he's going to start.
Yeah, I don't see them getting rid of Matty Ice. I think he's starting.
I agree. No new points.
I would agree. Matt Ryan, and then I think they also are looking to draft a rookie. They have a fairly high draft pick this year. Somebody in to replace him, so maybe they could look to trade him the year after, kind of give him the Patrick Mahomes treatment, give him a year on the bench, and then let him loose and see what happens. That was the QB carousel, everyone. That was a lot of fun. Very intriguing stuff. And now we're going to...
I forgot football existed.
Yeah, that was our bad.
When do they play?
I didn't know.
I mean, they're not playing right now. Already? Where's Johnny Manziel? What's he up to?
If football was played and we didn't talk about it, did it happen?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Nick Mullins, we miss you. Now it's time for a very special edition of Blowfish Management.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations, boys. Ben, congratulations. You are a part of this as well. Welcome. You get to be a part of the discussion.
Let's do it.
You are now Mr. Jack Easterby. You are in charge of the Houston Texans. You used to be a preacher, and now you are in charge of a football team for some reason.
That's right.
Deshaun Watson isn't returning your texts. He's not returning your calls. And allegedly, you're not listening to calls either. But you have a few very interesting voicemails that were left for you. And it's time to go through them. Okay, the first one. It's exactly who everybody's expecting. Ring, ring. It's the Dolphins on the line. The Dolphins are going to send you your pick back, your number 3 overall pick, including and also their number 1 pick next year as well, along with their defensive lineman, Christian Wilkinson, and Tua Tagovailoa. They say, listen, we love Tua. He's healthy. His leg is fine. We just think that Deshaun Watson is the superstar who's going to take us over the top. Click. Initial thoughts?
If if I'm Easterby.
Yes.
I'm thinking we just lost Watt. Deshaun doesn't want to play for us. If we can get a replacement for both of those players that are young and talented, as well as two first round picks, I don't see why I wouldn't.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, maybe I would use the Blowfish management power and try to get another pick out of it, just given how much depth we're about to lose because no one wants to be a Texan.
Right.
But right off the bat, it looks good.
Ben, you're new to the management team. What do you think?
I think for starters, first off, I would pray. And then after that, I would be realistic. I think Deshaun doesn't want to play for you. And so the fact that anybody is willing to give you anything at this point is a gift, because everybody is sitting and waiting for you to cut him because he's not going to play for you. He said that I'm not sure if he said it. He hasn't said it officially because he's not allowed to, but that's the sentiment, is that people don't want to give up too much because they know that we're going to have to come eventually anyway, because we can't afford to pay him to sit on our bench. So I think the fact that anybody's willing to give you anything is a gift, and I would absolutely take that deal. I wouldn't try and get more. I would just run with it, because otherwise you're going to be paying a guy to sit on your bench.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys who want Deshaun Watson. So just as you finish pitching that to your friends, you get another phone call. Ring, ring. Oh, it's Ryan Pace and the Chicago Bears calling. They're willing to offer you 5 first-round picks. They're also going to offer you their linebacker, Danny Trevathan, and Nicholas Foles to be your quarterback next year. Him and Matt Nagy know that their jobs are on the line, and they will go completely all out in order to get Deshaun Watson on their team.
And here's the thing with as I am a new GM, and I want to build this team and my image, or the way I want it. 5 picks. Picks are the most valuable thing to new GMs. So I think I like that a lot, especially since they're losing talent everywhere. But I don't know about. Trevathan and Nick Foles are just kind of like, yeah. But the 5 first round picks are the big sell point.
No, I think Nick Foles is a quarterback, so that's good.
He is a man who exists in real life.
He can throw a football. We know that. Trevathan, he's probably not horrible for the locker room. 5 first-round picks, these are unprotected picks. I mean, we're going to be bad, so that's just we're loading up. We're looking good.
We will. The only problem is what would happen. I mean, the Bears might back out because 5 first-round picks is a lot.
I think the upside with that, too, is with Wilkins is he's young, so we're going to have to re-sign him. He's not going to want to play here. And same thing with Tua. We're going to be bad. So maybe with Trevathan and Foles, they'll ride the ship, and we don't really need them to stick around long. And then by then, we'll hopefully have some sort of a team and then could use those picks to really boost it.
Yeah. The big thing with that is the potential that, I mean, we could hit on all 5 picks and be
a super
team. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I agree. I think picks are really, really valuable here. Again, 5 is way too many. I don't think the Bears would ever offer that.
I definitely think they could, and I definitely think they would.
Just because they could doesn't mean they should.
I don't think they could. Yeah, I don't think they should, but I think that is – I was trying to think of a realistic number in my head of what they would do, and 5 was the number that I wouldn't see them exceeding.
Like,
they are both on extremely short leashes.
Yeah, so they can't. You can't be throwing. You can't Bill O'Brien the team. You can't throw 5 first round picks out there.
But
that's exactly why they would Bill O'Brien the team because you have the head coach and the GM who are on their last legs.
The ownership's going to be like, wait a minute.
The ownership of Chicago, as a longtime Bears fan, does not pay attention unless. It's a very old lady and her son who does not pay a lot of attention.
One. You can pull a fast one. You're the GM. You sign.
And then they
can
be like, "Oh, look, it's Deshaun Watson." I chose 5 because I think 5 is the number that they're going to offer.
Okay.
I think that's a real life offer that they will put out there.
All right.
And yeah, it's a very competitive offer.
What's the last message?
Ring, ring. Oh, we've got more messages.
Oh.
Ring, ring. Hey, it's Bill Belichick.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's Bill. Sorry, what happened with Bill O'Brien? He was good when he was with me. Sorry about that. I'll offer you the McCourty brothers, Devin Jason, and N'Keal Harry, our first-round pick from 2 years ago, and two number one overall picks for Deshaun Watson. And if you don't, I mean, I don't really care. Bye.
Dude, the McCourty brothers are like 35 apiece each. They got, they're not, if they're not playing for the Patriots, they're not playing. And N'Keal Harry is bad because he's a first-round pick that Bill picked, so he didn't know, he didn't watch any tape. He just said he looks good. And I don't like their two picks to five. I don't know.
Here's the thing. If we got both McCourty's and Harry, we could be building one of the best special teams.
Oh, that's right.
We could, oh boy, we could have a
that would be a real special team.
We'd be the reverse yeah. Chargers. We would be bad on all levels, but special teams.
Yeah. So if that's our what we're trying to lock in is special teams, that's interesting.
If that's the kind of culture we're building,
it's a special teams culture.
Special teams culture.
No, oh, yeah. I think that's McCourty's are old and Harry is bad.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the least attractive offer of three that we've heard so far. But let's wait and see what else is on the answering machine.
Okay. Ring, ring. It's the Panthers. It's Matt Rhule.
Oh, my God.
They got a brand new owner. They got a new coach. Everybody's hyped up about their future. The Panthers are willing to offer you Christian McCaffrey, Teddy Two Gloves, and four first-round picks for Deshaun Watson.
So, I mean, we become the Panthers. We would become the Panthers.
But in Houston.
But in Houston. We'd be the Houston Panthers, and the Panthers would be the Panthers-Texans. I mean, it's basically the teams don't change that much in my eyes. Four first-round picks, though, and C-Mac, and a decent, competent quarterback. I like that.
I think the only issue is that we're paying C-Mac a lot of money, we're paying David Johnson a lot of money, and we're going to be bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the only thing that interests me in that is if we get C-Mac, we flip him again.
Right.
That is true. You could immediately flip him.
So then we would have Teddy, four firsts from Carolina, and then whatever we could get from C-Mac, which I imagine would be pretty good.
Yeah. We could end up with more firsts than
We could end up with more than five.
Yeah. Interesting.
Any additional thoughts?
I don't know that. I think it's the Christian McCaffrey has a ton of value. He's easily the best running back when he's healthy in the entire league. And if you can't use him, then you can flip him for a lot. I think that, you know, if you're getting four first rounders plus C-Mac, that's definitely, you know, that's a lot of value there.
Final phone call. Ring, ring. It's the Los Angeles Chargers. You know.
Yeah.
You know, we're just not moving seats like we thought we would with Justin Herbert at the helm. We've got a brand new stadium. We got to impress the ownership. We'll give you Justin Herbert for Deshaun Watson straight up.
Oh, no. Easy no.
Easy no?
Yeah.
I agree with you there bad. Just because we're going to be bad.
Justin could still be bad and...
No, it's...
Are we be bad? And
we're going to be bad.
And the Chargers just get so much better.
You get your quarterback for the future on a rookie contract. You free up a lot of money that you can go out and sign free agents with.
But free agents aren't going to come play.
They hate us.
In Houston? They're not going to come play in Houston with Justin Herbert. He had one good season.
The biggest thing that happened in Houston was a hurricane and cheating to win a World Series.
That's right.
If I'm the Chargers, I don't think I offer that trade.
No.
No.
Well,
no,
one,
you definitely don't.
You're not going to get – it's not going to happen.
I just wanted to hear your thoughts on the Deshaun Watson, Justin Herbert. Ben, what do you think? Deshaun Watson for Justin Herbert straight up?
I think Herbert's a lot cheaper, and they're probably pretty – I don't want to say they're equivalent. I would say they're comparable. I think that Justin Herbert obviously still has a lot to prove. He's very, very young. He's only done – you know, he's done one season, whereas Deshaun Watson's done a season in, season out. But I think if you're the Chargers, you can get a pretty comparable result, because the quarterback's not the problem with the Chargers, right? Herbert played insane. He broke every rookie record all last year. He's not the problem there. I think you want to fix your other stuff before you try and get a better quarterback and hope that that works. I think you can get a pretty similar result for a lot cheaper with Herbert, so I don't even make that trade. If I'm the Texans, I don't take it either.
The problem with the Chargers is no one knows what's wrong with the Chargers because everything looks good on paper.
Everything looks good except for their
special teams.
That's
why they're going to bring us in.
Special teams is suspect, but really it's like, I mean, it's kind of baffling a coach couldn't get this team together because, I mean.
I can solve the special teams problem. If you want a hot take, punt the ball out of bounds every time. Every time.
Yeah, it's big.
Every time.
Never
don't
give
even
up for a turn.
Worry about it.
And then,
it's the Madden strategy.
Always, or even, I mean, I don't know. They also have problems returning punts because they muff a lot.
Just get out of the way. We put someone back there, but he just runs out of bounds.
Right.
All right. That was the last trade offer that you received. What is the decision going to be, Blowfish Management?
To me, it's my top two are the Bears and I think the Bears and Dolphins. For me, one, because we've been talking about the Dolphins, and if our podcast can be right, that's a win. but also five firsts is a lot of firsts.
I'm thinking either Bears or Carolina, given right. that we're probably going to end up with about five picks either way.
Yeah.
With C-Mac, maybe you get a little bit on top of that sprinkled throughout. And, I mean...
I mean, then there's just a problem of moving C-Mac. Because maybe,
yeah.
I mean, because what team can take C-Mac?
I'm sure teams would be willing to make an offer.
But it's different for running backs. It's not the same.
Running backs with big contracts, especially.
Running backs coming off injury.
Yeah, I think that because of that, I'm leaning more Bears. But if I had to pick top two, it would be Bears and Carolina.
I think to Logan's pleasure, I think I'm leaning towards Chicago too, but
I'd say the same. I think Chicago is probably the best offer, just because I think that if you give them Deshaun, I still don't think they're good, and I think that their draft picks are going to be pretty good for the next couple of years. Whereas if you give the Panthers Deshaun, I think they can do a little bit more with it. Plus, you know, you're getting less picks if you give them to the Panthers. So I think the Bears with the five first rounders plus replacements, you can at least pretend like you're competitive and maybe sell some seats. I think that's the best offer out of the ones that we got.
I mean, Panthers are getting Ryan Fitzpatrick, so they'll be fine.
Yeah.
My thing is, if you have Deshaun Watson and you're not a total dumpster fire like the Texans were last year, I think you should easily be getting a top 20. Your pick is going to be in the 20s every year, as long as you are not complete trash.
Unless
now, the Bears are fairly trash. I think that if you have Deshaun Watson, though, you should be very, very competitive every single year, which is why.
Thing, Logan, is if I'm the Bears, I never make that trade because I know that Deshaun doesn't want to play. So the Texans are trying to get the most value out of that. So why would you offer five first and you can just wait because the Texans are convinced that he's going to play for them?
Because,
and then you can offer him.
Because
the
they could just hold it. They could just hold. They could just be like, okay, you don't want to miss out on $21 million.
Every week he sits. And there's Deshaun might not sit the whole season.
He could sit for the next 4 years and or retire, and then you get nothing out of them.
Yeah.
I suppose that's true, but I don't know. I think that the Texans are trying to, like, make a play like they're going to keep him, and then they're going to try and get the most value out of him, and I think that that's going to end up getting, like, it causes people to pay too much when you don't have to.
It won't happen when we get the job.
That's right.
I'd also, I'm going to make my first phone call will be made to Andrew Luck. Like, hey, man, what are you doing?
As the Texans. He's going to hang up on us.
He's going to hang up on the Texans.
I don't know. Not if he doesn't. I don't know. I don't think he follows
football. We can promise him a lot of books. Are there a lot of books in Houston?
I don't think he follows football anymore. So I don't think he'll even know who we are when we call him. But and then
okay.
Just, you know.
So are you guys all agreeing Bears?
Bears.
Yeah, I'll take Bears.
Yeah, with the five picks, I kind of expect it to be the Bears. The only other reason is unless that they really highly rate Tua. That's the only way that I could see them going any other direction with that. And or they think that they immediately have a trade partner for CMC and they can include a third team. because I think they're, I think the Charlotte owner is very willing to make a very large splash. I think he would be more than willing to trade three or more picks for Deshaun.
I don't know about C-Mac, though, because that's their big...
C-Mac is a very big question mark.
It's too much dead cap. I don't see them getting rid of
it. It is a lot of dead
cap. But I do see them giving a crazy amount of picks, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, boys. Thank you, Blowfish Management. You saved another team. Congratulations.
We did it.
3-0.